Not like he needs any extra motivation this afternoon, but I bring that up with John Cord on the line. John, what do you think of that? Nobody chiming in on long-range Toddy just yet.
Well, I beg to differ with that. I actually am in touch with quite a bit of the fanfare. They're chiming in quite a bit. But then that's going to be a biased group, I'm sure, that's not getting quite the coverage as you guys get more on a national level.
Well, look, let's start by
My
looking back on that last race.
Okay?
Let's look back on that last race, that win in the Rebel. What a gutsy effort. You rode him for the first time. He gets up. He beats Improbable. He beats everybody that day. Take us through your trip in that race.
Well, he broke exceptionally sharp. He was on key right there and on target, and running to the first turn, is I was in a position where I necessarily did not want to find my place going wire to wire. But he was a kind enough horse, and he's smart enough that when I asked him to settle, he immediately gave me what I want. And then, of course, the others that set out in front of me, Omaha Beach was one of the horses I wanted to target. And I just laid right behind that setup down the backside. It was challenged again. With Mike, now there's three of them in front of us, which was what I was hoping and expecting. And as I just abided my time, more or less, until we turned for home, and I saw Improbable range up on the outside of me, and I kept an eye out for him, just being aware of where he was. And I just gauged it from there, and I didn't want to pull the trigger too soon. And at the same time, I was a little concerned, to be honest with you, when I turned for home, I might have pulled the trigger too late. But as you see, it ended up being an executed trip of victory because we got up in the final yards.
Just right. So, you know, that's a great insight that I think a lot of fans don't quite understand, how jocks maybe pick out a horse or two, maybe even three sometimes, that they want to track as they're riding the race, because they know those are the horses that they're going to have to beat at some point in the race, and you can use that kind of as a benchmark of how your race is going and make adjustments along the way. Talk about that a minute.
Well, I do believe that most riders do pick out a target horse, and sometimes it's 4 to 5 actually, and you keep an eye on it, and then sometimes, to be honest with you, the race will unfold and it doesn't figure out, you're like, where's so-and-so? Where's that jock on that one? Because I know he's a speed rider with tactical speed. He should be in front of me. But that's basically a strategy. You look at the horses, the style, and you do calculate the riders and their riding style and how they may approach it. And you just try to, you know, take that in mind that the race would unfold, and then you can plan your strategy A, B, or C that would get you to the finish line first. And even though a lot of times it doesn't unfold that way, and then sometimes it unfolds exactly like you predicted. So, you know, the old saying, once the gate opens, everything changes. So I believe most, if not all, the riders that I would think strategize like that from over the course of my career, watching them mark their phone, their racing forms, as I used to do as well, and still continue to do. They study, and then they go out there and try to apply their plan and get the winner, the winning race.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. John Cort with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Long Range Toddy, his mount in this afternoon's Arkansas Derby. John, a couple of weeks ago, we were in Florida for the Florida Derby, and I had a chance to stop by the jocks room and visit with Johnny Velasquez. And Johnny echoed the same sentiments that you're saying here this morning. He said, you know, one thing that I'll do is I'll take a look and get to know the tendencies of all the other riders that I'm competing against in these races. Sounds like you do the same thing. So I'll put you on the spot here a little bit. A guy like Jose Ortiz, who breaks from the rail with Improbable, and Mike Smith, the Hall of Famer, who's aboard Omaha Beach, the other two likely favorites in the race. Kind of give me your overview of their riding styles and some things you'll be watching for from them later this afternoon.
With their riding style, well, I know they're going to have to ride their horse accordingly to the style of the horses run. And I know how to follow these riders enough, and I've been around them enough to just adapt myself to kind of fold into the the play of the race. So those, as I mentioned earlier, Omaha Beach, actually when we were talking about the first division of the Rebel, that's going to be one of my target horses today. And Improbable, he's down on the inside, I'm on the extreme outside. So I'm just expecting the race to unfold to where the speed would set up, and then I can run it down, and I'll be keeping an eye on not only the riders and their style and the way the horses run, but trying to keep an eye on the energy and what horse looks like he's tiring in front of me, and then try to position myself to not be behind one of those horses that are apt to tire, because you want to get by them without having any difficulty, where you have to alter course, and that periodically happens in races. So it's going to be a muddy track today too, so unless that it drains off and the day clears up, we might be expected to run in the mud, and I'm pretty sure that's a high chance that's going to happen.
Yeah, the weather definitely could be a factor.
Big time.
Right, right. How does your horse handle the off track?
Well, I don't know yet. We were discussing that last night, but we're going to find out today. I've got a lot of confidence in him, and I believe he'll handle it well. I'm going in as optimistic as I possibly can be.
Yeah, all seven of his career starts have come on a fast track, so his first time racing on a wet racetrack. He is a son of Take Charge Indy, who is by AP Indy, so that bodes well. We know that AP Indies are pretty good in the mud, so he has that going for him from a pedigree perspective. John, you mentioned the outside post 11 today, mile and an eighth at Oaklawn Park. Talk about some of the challenges that will pose today.
Well, actually, it takes some of the challenges out, if you want to know the truth, in my opinion, because if I was down on the inside and I had some of these other horses, especially the speed horses or even the ones with tactical, it would most likely force my hand or put me in a position where I have to maybe use my horse a little more to maintain a position. And I'm looking at this, as I said, as optimistic as I can, to where I can just fold into the race to where I feel comfortable, and hopefully the pressure with the speed horses will unfold with them hooking up without me having to be in between them. Because if I was down in between them, well, they would be putting pressure on Long Range Toddy to maybe use a little more horse than I want to, or use a lot more horse than I desire early in the race. And I'd like to just keep as much as I can to keep an efficient amount of energy going all the way around there. As I have heard the Hall of Famer Wayne Lucas, the coach, coined that term one time, and not only in that situation, it's not always that the favorite will win. It's sometimes the horse that has the best trip, and that's what we're all looking for, not only a good trip but the best trip. We'll have the best out of the results we could possibly get.
Yeah, sometimes, too, the way the racetrack's playing, the outside could actually be an advantage on any given day when the track is off.
I agree with you 100%. And that's the way it's been playing here, if you want to know the truth, here at Oaklawn this year. The surface just naturally gravitates towards the rail just because of the way the track's with the grade and everything. And, you know, sometimes the rail is not always the best place to be. I mean, there's no question you're always on an advantage saving ground, but if you're running in a surface that's deeper or tiring, it's not always an advantage.
Visiting with jockey John Court here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. John, just a minute or so left before we have to wrap it up, get to our final commercial break here this morning. If you can win this Arkansas Derby this afternoon, you will equal Hall of Famer Pat Day with the most wins in Arkansas Derby history. Pat, of course, is still one win ahead of you when it comes to the Kentucky Derby. How much time do you spend thinking about that and allowing yourself to look ahead to what could be 3 weeks from today if Long Range Toddy steps up and runs big this afternoon?
Well, I don't know how much time, but I do reminisce on those thoughts, thinking that, well, hey, you know, if this happens And if I'm able to experience this in my career, I think that would move me in a position to be one day Hall of Fame eligible. So as long as I'm riding and winning and keep competing on this level, I think those goals and those challenges and those dreams are still there in front of me to be fulfilled.
Very well said. John Court here on HRN.
Thank you.
John, you rearranged your schedule to be with us this morning. Really appreciate it. You're always so accommodating. And good luck this afternoon. And most importantly, safe trip when you get a leg up.
All right. Thank you, Mike and Rudy. Thank you.